we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the show, and not just welcoming, but right here in the studio with us. We are so excited to have her here. Actor, director, filmmaker Julia Marchesi is in studio with us. Welcome, Julia.
Howdy. How's it going, Bangor?
Great. It's good to have you here in the state of Maine. And first thing I saw as you came in from the parking lot was the bottle of Moxie. So you're going full Maine.
I got a lobster roll already. I got a whoopie pie already. I am in to win it. Oh, I had a Needham today as well.
Oh, fantastic. A potato? Did you have a potato yet?
No, but okay. I had the potato in the Needham. Does that count?
That counts, yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
And and they make vodka from potatoes, too. But that's another story. You are here to scout locations for the film that you're doing. And we talked with you several months back about the Dollar Baby program. And you're making an adaptation of Stephen King's short story, I Know What You Need, which takes place at the University of Maine. And when we talked with you last time, the fingers were crossed that this could happen. And here you are. And that's awesome.
Here I am. Yes. So when I talked to you last time, I was running an Indiegogo campaign, and that was successful. We raised about half the budget. So we actually have another Indiegogo campaign going right now through the George Romero Foundation.
I saw that.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. So they are fantastic. They have an archive at the University of Pittsburgh where they're keeping George's legacy alive, and not only have his scripts and his archive, but also are bringing other horror directors in as well. So they're looking to support indie filmmakers and specifically women in horror. And so they're running the second campaign to help me raise the rest of the budget. So
that's
really fantastic.
Well, and you got some pretty good folks on your side. I saw the tweet out there from Patton Oswalt about the project. That's awesome.
Yes. So my first film was a documentary called Out of Print, which is about the importance of film and 35 millimeter and cinemas. And Patton was in my film. So we've been friendly since then. And he's one of the kindest people you will ever meet. He is such a believer in paying it forward, and really, you know, he feels like he's made, you know, such a success of himself that he needs to help others.
And I love the book he wrote about his love affair with the movies. It's so good.
Yes, Silver Screen Fiend, which is a lot about the New Beverly Cinema, which is where I used to work and where Out of Print's about.
Well, it all comes around.
It
That's
does.
Fantastic. So you're at the University of Maine because the story takes place there. And you were telling us before we came on that you checked out some of those locations today. And I think this is the coolest. Can you talk about the dorm room?
I can. So, the story takes place. I Know What You Need takes place at the University of Maine in 1976. That's when the story came out in Cosmopolitan. And so we're filming it and keeping it in 1976. So we were looking at the library today. We were looking at all the, you know, wonderful buildings. And one of the dorms we will be filming in is Gannett, which has been there for a while and still looks very 70s, which is amazing. And this has the dorm room where Stephen King stayed when he was living or working, going to school, third choice, at University of Maine. So I'm very, I'm a gigantic constant reader. So for me, being able to film on campus is amazing because this is something that, I think that every Stephen King film should be shot in Maine because this is where, this is where everything takes place. So I know a lot of the other Stephen King fans I've talked to are really excited that this will be in the locations where the story is set.
Oh, that's fantastic. And also you'll be using Fogler Library, which is a great spot.
Yes, it's beautiful. I loved it. We found today they have double-decker carrels where you can study.
Yes.
Those are amazing. and we are looking for extras for the film, just FYI. If you're interested, you can find me on my social media. The only caveat is you have to bring your own 70s clothes. Now, we have talked about this last time. If you have your own 70s clothes, you can come be in my film.
And I'm still wearing them. let's talk about some of the other places that you were saying. You're also hoping to head down to the Booth Bay and Pemaquid areas.
Yes. So that's one of the – they mentioned those areas in the story, and because – this is what I do. I was like, I got to go check these out. And so I have a mental reference of where they are. So it's interesting to have, because I grew up in Las Vegas and then I lived in California, but I've read Stephen King since I was a kid. And so hearing about these towns sounds very mystical to me. Like Pemaquid sounds so like enigmatic and mysterious. And I'm so excited to check it out. And it's going to be so beautiful. And just the landscape is so different than California that like I've found Maine not only to be incredibly hospitable, and everybody I've met has been so incredibly nice, but also just one of the most beautiful states I've ever been.
What was the first Stephen King book you read?
They were all three at once, was It and Carrie and Pet Sematary, all like back to back. And it was from then on out, I was done.
Yeah, that'll really, and you know, for me, Pet Sematary, I mean, I loved them from the beginning, but Pet Sematary was the one that I remember having that feeling of, oh my gosh, I know these places.
Yes.
I know exactly the places that he's talking about, and that just made it that much scarier.
Oh, I bet. So I've spent the last 3 years reading all of his novels, so I'm almost done. I have about two left, and then I'm finished with every novel that he's written, so I'm talking from the heart, from a Stephen King nerd to the core.
Well, he's going to keep you reading because he is in such a, not that there's ever been a lapse in productivity, but my goodness, he has been not only producing works at a pretty steady clip here, but some of the best work of his career in the last few years.
Yes, definitely. And so Later is one of those new ones, is the one of the ones that I still have to read. And then he has Billy Summers coming out later this year.
Right.
So I can say that I'm done, but I'm not done because it'll keep going, which is great. Please don't ever stop. Don't ever, ever stop, Stephen King, please.
We're talking with Julia Marchesi here on Downtown. She is here to scout locations for the filming of I Know What You Need. And for anybody who doesn't know, can you explain a little bit how the Dollar Baby program works?
Yeah, it's really amazing because it's very easy. You just go on his website, stephenking.com, and there's a list of the stories that are available. And you can send an email in and you just ask for the rights, and maybe they give them to you, maybe they don't. But it's just $1 for 1 year, and you actually send a dollar bill in this contract that you send with him. And the parameters are that you have to be 45 minutes or under, nonprofit, non-broadcast. So you can't sell the film, but you can show it in film festivals and things like that. So this is my very favorite short story by my very favorite author, to be able to create my vision of what the story is and put that on screen and have it be part of the Dollar Baby universe is such a dream come true for me. And even just sitting here in the radio station with you is just, I'm giddy. I'm so excited. This really has made my day. I'm so happy to talk to everybody here and tell them about this cool film.
And the story, I remember reading it in the Night Shift collection, but I need to go back and read it again because it's a powerful story.
It is. It's a very creepy story, but it's a very contained story, which is why I like it. It's just mainly people in rooms talking. Like, there isn't a big bombastic ending. There isn't, you know, crazy what you might think of as a Stephen King story. And it is a love story, even if it's a messed up Stephen King love story, and you know it's going to go terribly wrong, but it is such a cool story that can be seen so many different ways. And I think it'll open a lot of really interesting conversations about what the story is really about.
Now, I saw on social media that you have you've announced your cast, so that's a big
step. I have. They're wonderful. I'm so excited to work with them. And they're Stephen King fans as well, so everybody wins.
And you've got a crew. You're looking for some help, though, around here for people who could volunteer their skills. You mentioned extras, but what other types of talent do you need?
So we're still looking for a production designer. That's kind of one of the big ones. And then really, it's just the extras is what we need. And maybe, you know, 15, 20 people.
Now, do you have a shooting schedule? Do you know how long you'll be taking?
We're looking about the last week of July, and that would just be for one day. If people wanted to come in and just hang out at the library in your 70s groovy clothes, it would be really rad.
And so, again, if people would like more information, the best way to reach you is?
You can find me on social media, on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, as Julia C. Marchesi. It's JuliaCMarchese. And I am very vocal. I will be happy to talk to you.
And if they want to help out with the fundraising, too, with the Indiegogo campaign, same spot?
Yes, you can find them on my same spot. Otherwise, just go to Indiegogo and type in Stephen King, or type in I Know What You Need, or type in Julia Marchesi, and it'll pop up, and it'll be right there.
So what was the reaction at the University of Maine when you initially reached out to them?
They were so welcoming. It was just right away, yes, please, you know, because I think knowing that, you know, Stephen went there, and because they know that this is a very special thing to let someone film there and very unique, I think that they were excited about it. And everyone I've met there have been so kind and really are trying to accommodate, you know, because it's very specific, right? It has to be 1976, so I can't see any modern cars. I can't see any modern buildings. And so trying to film around that is going to be interesting.
There are parts of Maine where that wouldn't be a problem. what's been the best part of Maine so far during your time here? And this is not, as you mentioned, not your first visit here, but
yes, when I was here in 2019, I went on the SK tours and around Bangor, and that was really like Disneyland. You know, it was just me bouncing up and down in my seat like a little kid, so excited. So I went to the Oriental Jade for dinner, which is of course where inspiration for the Chinese place in It, and then went over to the movie theater and watched a movie, and that was very nice. So, and then I've also had a lobster roll. I've also had a whoopie pie. I went to Bar Harbor. Like, I've just been, I've only been here a couple of days, but I am like jam cramming it full of amazing Maineness.
Now, we should tell Carrie, we should tell Julia what the station has done in recent years, obviously not since the pandemic started, but in terms of some of Stephen's recent films. And she mentioned going to the movie theater and what done with the Bangor Mall Cinema.
Right. We didn't do it last year, but we have our annual Halloween movie night,
yes,
which screens a Stephen King movie, but also a lot of the more recent movies, It 2. Mm-hmm. We do movie nights usually within the first week of the premiere, sometimes the night before the movie is released.
And introduced by Stephen.
Well,
introduced
naturally.
Introduced by Stephen. And we just do, you know, fill up a theater or two with listeners and do a little premiere of our own here in Bangor.
Wow, those are some lucky folks that get to go to that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we're so used to him around here, mm-hmm, and that's one of the reasons, I think, why he likes living in Bangor, living in Maine, is that he can just be a guy, and people might say hi. But what's the perception from outside in the world of Stephen King fans? What do you expect Stephen King land here to be like?
I guess I it's so refreshing that I've talked to a lot of people and everybody has something nice to say about him. And when I came here in 2019, I was a little nervous about like reading Stephen King while I was out to dinner. And like, are people going to think I'm weird or, you know, but everybody came over. Oh, I love him. He did this thing for my town. He did this thing for my school. He, you know, everybody has these incredibly nice stories about him. And I think, you know, what I've read about him as a fan is just that he's just very humble and a very normal guy. And I think that that's one of the most appealing things about him is, you know, he seems quite normal, but then he has this imagination unlike any other. So it brings him to this different level that, you know, of course I would lose my mind. Like if he walked in right here, I would be on the floor, fainted, dead. But I'm sure he, you know, everything I've heard is just wonderful. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. And it's not unusual to see him out and about. And, you know, as you know, you have to travel too far around just here in Bangor to see some of the great work that he and Tabby and the foundation have done, whether it's the baseball stadium or the pool that's next to it, or the great work that they were a large part of in renovating the Bangor Public Library.
And the I just spaced whether it was the Old Town or the Orono Library that they had a huge hand in.
Right, right. I think Old Town.
I believe it was the Old Town Library.
The Bangor Public Library, the basement has one of the best smells of any place I've ever been in my life. It's like old books mixed with basement. It's incredible. I was just like walking around sniffing, so happy.
That's one of those sense memories for me because I spent so much time there as a kid that you just mentioning that memory and I flash back to being down there way back in the day. Well, we're so excited to have you here, Julia, and so excited for the film that we think is going to be a terrific production of a wonderful Stephen King story, and we look forward to updating people as progress goes on. If you have time when you're back in July and you want to come on back, we'd love to have you on, even if it's just you know, over the phone from a location, because you'll be wearing a lot of hats that week.
I will be, but I would be delighted. But again, that extra invitation is open. If you want to come in,
all right,
I would be delighted. I will feature you heavily in the background.
That's where I do my best work. Anybody will tell you. There in the background, Julia Marchese, again, follow her on social media and learn more about I Know What You Need and how you can help through the great work of the George Romero Foundation. Julia, thank you so much. It's great to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. Long days and pleasant nights, Gunslinger.
Love it.